Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. As our population becomes more urban, we see people buying rural property as weekend retreats.
Recreational buying is the greatest motivation for exchanges in land in Texas.
Linda Campbell, Program Director for the Private Lands Program at Texas Parks and Wildlife, says the reasons for buying rural property are as different as the people buying it.
Game species are still a big driver, very important economically for landowners in Texas. But we have a greater diversity of landowners, and so with a diversity of people, you have a diversity of interests. So there are a lot of landowners, particularly those with smaller tracts, that are primarily interested in managing for birds and other non-game wildlife, or just want to get away from the city to have a retreat. And that's an absolutely valid goal as well. And so we work with all landowners in whatever their goal is.
Parks and Wildlife's Private Lands Program offers landowners free technical assistance managing their property.
Texas is over 90% privately owned, and so we recognize that if we're going to have any impact at all on conservation of wildlife and habitats, we have to do it through the cooperation of private landowners.
Understanding your land, that's tomorrow. Our show is supported by the Wildlife Restoration Program, providing funding for the Private Lands and Habitat Enhancement Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.